Welcome back to my blog on Haiti relief efforts in the United States. I'm here now with Sophie Meyer, sophomore at Furman, to talk a little bit about her connection with Haiti, as well as what she's done to help. Sophie, what is your connection to Haiti?
My family has been going to Haiti for the past 14 years, and I have made regular trips there for the past 6 years.
Do you feel that the U.S. government responded quickly enough to the disaster?
I do feel that the U.S. government did respond within hours, but there were other countries that responded even quicker. Mexico and the Dominican were the first on the ground. America didn't arrive for another 3 days.
Now that it has been a couple of months since the disaster, do you feel that fundraising efforts have died down?
I do feel like fundraising efforts have died down, especially interest in the cause. However, a lot of donations were made through text messaging, through Red Cross, and those don't take effect until 30 to 90 days after they were actually texted. So money is still being poured in, but whether it has the interest that it did right after is questionable.
And finally, how do you feel the response at Furman has been?
Furman has shown quite a bit of interest in the history and the current state of Haiti. Take, for example, the poverty studies class. They revamped their midterm to be surrounding Haiti, so we took a good look at Haiti's current state.
Sophie also made a banner for moral support that she sent down with her father.
It was going to go down to Haiti, and it had a message in Creole, which read, the translation said, "Let's all stand together so we don't fall down." And that was left in the UC for 3 days, and students could come by and write encouraging messages on it. And that went to the main university hospital in Port-au-Prince.
Sophie isn't the only student who has contributed to the Haiti relief efforts. Others have fundraised through Heller Service Corps and other student-led organizations. Thank you for joining me in my blog about Haiti relief efforts.